الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم. يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم. روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه الأفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحم. يا رب بلغ بالمصطفى مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا وهو العزيز الغفور. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الكيس من دان نفسه عمل لما بعد الموت. وفي رواية ورضي بالقليل والعاجز من أتبع نفسه هواها وتمنى على الله الأماني. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام من خاف أدلج ومن أدلج بلغ المنزل. ألا إن سلعة الله غالية. ألا إن سلعة الله الجنة. أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام وصدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Before we go any further, this beautiful poem, we will translate it. And this as was explained that it is a poetry that is the object, but it is the message which is in there. Unfortunately, many of us don't understand Urdu, and even if we understand Urdu, poetry has got a different message in it. So by Allah's fadal karam, Allah gave us the opportunity to stay in Hazrat's company quite a bit. May Allah accept. And from there we tried and was discerned what is Hazrat's mizaj and nature. What is he saying in his poetry? So this poem is titled Tere Aashiqo Me Jeena, Tere Aashiqo Me Marna. To live amongst your lovers, O Allah, to die amongst your lovers. In other words, my whole life, to give my life, to stay in the company of the lovers of Allah Ta'ala, that through that you get the love of Allah, and there is nothing greater than the love of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Hey, isi tarah se mumkin tere raah se guzarna. How will you live in the love of Allah? It is only in this way possible that we can live and pass our life going to Allah. Kabhi dil pe sabar karna, kabhi dil se shukar karna. Sometimes we make sabr, and what Hazrat means here by sabr, that the opportunity and temptation of guna, that you don't commit that guna, that is sabr. And shukr, that you make Allah's ibadat, all what is faris. Hazrat says that to make the ibadat of Allah, performance of namaz, tilawat, zikr, all this, this is positive ibadat, and this is easy ibadat. And negative, you need positive and negative for current. The negative is when temptations of guna come, whatever temptations of guna, whether it is looking at other women, whether it is haram wealth, whether it is our pride to show people what we have done, those are all temptations to make sabr that time. I really would like people must know what and what I do, but now I make sabr, I won't let it be known. So that is sabr. I want to look at that woman. Temptation Allah has put in every person. But now, Allah's hukam is, Allah is watching me, I don't look. So both these things must go together. That is how a person will pass his life and reach Allah Ta'ala. Only making ibadat all the time and not staying away from guna, only positive, no negative, you won't get light, you won't get power. You need both. So, ye teri rada me jeena, ye teri rada me marna. The same thing. To live in the pleasure of Allah, to fulfill Allah's commands. To die in the pleasure of Allah. What Allah don't want you to do, you don't do that. It is the same explanation again. Meri abdiyat pe, ya Rab, ye hai tera fazal karna. And this is the work of a servant of Allah, a slave of Allah. And it is only through your blessing that I can do both these things. I fulfill your commandments also. I stay away from all the haram. That is what is called a banda, a slave of Allah. Not only Lukma Hazir, when his dawat party is carrying on, you are there. The day some problems and they say, who will help now? Then you are not there. In one village, one man passed away, the wife was left, old lady, she was crying a lot. So one person who is a jester, like a joker, he said, let me go and see what's the old lady's problem. They went, Amma, what's wrong? He said that my husband had this horse. Now I see the horse. Who will ride the horse? No one to ride the horse. He said, no problem. Don't worry. I'll ride the horse. So he took the horse and he said, took it. Again after a few days she's crying. Again he's wondering what's wrong. He went again. Amma, what's your problem? Why are you crying like this? My husband's gun that he used to use when he should go hunting. Nobody going to use it now. No problem. I'll take it. I'll use it. Like that everything he finished up. Then still she was crying, house is empty now. Now he said, dal mein kala hai. There is nothing now. Now I don't want to go. So he took all the town people. Why are you crying? He said, my husband had so much of debt. Who will pay the debt? So he says, I did so much now. You people also talk. Somebody else also do. Now that is not a friend. That only when the party is on, you are there. When there is a problem, you are missing. No, when Allah says to make ibadah, to cry, to make tahajjud, that you enjoy. That when you have to stay away from guna, then you say, no, that's too hard for me. I can't stay away from guna. That's not a friend. A friend is a friend in need is a friend indeed. A true friend of Allah will do what Allah wants him to do and stay away from what Allah wants him to stay away from as well. Yahi aashiqo ka shewa, yahi aashiqo ki aadat. If you want to be called an ashik, a lover of Allah, this is the way of the lovers of Allah. They fulfill all His commands, they stay away from all haram also. Kabhi giriya aur bhuka hai, kabhi aah sard hai. Kabhi sometimes they are crying, tears coming out from their eyes. Sometimes they're taking a deep sigh that, oh Allah, how I spend my life. I couldn't fulfill your rights, oh Allah. I've committed so many gunas. Oh Allah, your qudrat is so great. So wonderful, how great aren't you, O Allah. Yehi aashiqo ki alamat hai, yehi aashiqo ki zamanat. This is a sign of being a lover of Allah, that you do both things. There is the guarantee that you are a lover of Allah when you do both things. Kabhi zikr ho zubaan se, kabhi dil mein yaad karna. Sometimes you are remembering Allah with your tongue, and other times in your heart you are remembered. That is the lover of Allah Ta'ala. Meri zindagi ka hasil, meri zist ka sahara. The sum total of my life is not that my balance sheet, so much money, so many cars I got, so many houses, but what is my balance sheet of my life and what is my life support? Like sometimes a person, ICU, he needs life support. What is my life support? Tere aashiqo me jeena, tere aashiqo me marna. To live amongst your lovers, to die amongst your lovers. That is what is the sum total, what my balance sheet is, what I have earned is to live amongst the lovers of Allah Ta'ala. Mujhe kuch khabar nahi thi tera dard kya hai ya Rab. I had no idea, inkling of what your love is. Oh Allah, generally in South Africa, subject to correction, but generally we didn't even know there's a thing like the love of Allah. Our sadqa, our shaykh, sadqa, that he taught us there is something like the love of Allah, and he taught us how to gain the love of Allah Ta'ala. Tere aashiqo se seekha, tere sange dar pe marna. I learned from your lovers of Allah how to give my life at your threshold. Ye teri inayat hai, ye teri madad ka sadqa. This is your kindness, your favors of Allah. This is your help that you have given us. Meri jaan natawa ke teka tere gham pe sabar karna. This weak body of mine, that it makes sabar on you, on your love, O Allah. Hey, if a person, this is a very strange love of Allah Ta'ala. In this world, generally you love somebody, that person tells you also, I also love you. You get married, you are close together, everything you enjoy, you enjoy that love. Allah, you love Allah, but you don't see Allah. Physically, you don't hear Allah telling you, I love you also. A pure love, not lust and all that. But you don't find Allah to make sabr your whole life. And then at the time of mort, you will get Allah Ta'ala. Now this whole life to make sabr, I love you Allah, but I don't see you. With the eyes of your heart you see, but outwardly you don't see. Yeah, in this world you see your lover is with you. You see your lover. You tell your lover, I love you. Your lover tells you, I love you also. But with Allah you don't get that. It comes in your heart, but you don't see it. So whole life you have to make sabr and wait for it. And this weak body that we have to make sabr on this love of Allah Ta'ala. Ye teri ata hai ya Rab, ye hai tera jazbe pinha. This is your gift, O Allah. This is that secret magnetic force, how you pull your lovers towards you. That you don't see Allah, but whole life still getting up for tahajjud. You don't see Allah, but you don't look at that haram which you really desire to look at. You stay away from all wrong in the love of Allah. That my Allah is watching me. I can't displease my Allah, but you don't see your Allah. But you know Allah is watching you. Now this whole life to spend it like that. Teri rahmato ka sadqa, mera jurm afwa karna. This is your mercy, O Allah. And this is your sadqa, that you forgive our gunas. Otherwise, you have shown so many favors. You have the full right for the smallest mistake to take us to task and destroy us. But what is your sadqa? You keep on forgiving us. You keep on forgiving us. Mera har khata pe rona, yehi hai meri talafi. That I cry on every guna of mine. This is the only way I can reconcile and balance my account again. That I beg you for forgiveness, O Allah. We can get tired committing guna, but Allah will never get tired to forgive us. That same guna, you can do it a million times a day. And we can get tired making the guna, but Allah will never get tired to forgive you. Teri shani jazb hai, ye teri banda parwari hai. This is how you pull us towards you. This is how you nurture and make us. We grow up in this love of yours, O Allah. Mere jaan aur dil ka tujhko hama wat yaad karna. When you realize this, then from your heart and soul you remember Allah all the time. And you are so thankful to Him every moment. Kisi ahle dil ki sohbat jo mili kisi ko akhtar. And this a person, when he finds the company of somebody who's got a loving heart, not a physical, biological loving heart, but a loving heart in the love of Allah. If you have the company of such a person, usse aa gaya hai jeena, usse aa gaya hai marna. That person really has learned how to love, and that person really has learned how to die. What is living and dying again here? Living, fulfilling Allah's commandments. Dying, staying away from guna. That no matter what temptation, but you stay away from guna. And the lessons how Allah has given us. Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam. A young person, how handsome. Zulaikha, what a beautiful woman. She brings and invites him. She locks all the doors. She is free for him. But alas, that is now to stay away from temptation. At such a time, he runs away. And Allah opens the doors for him. So this is living in the love of Allah, dying in the love of Allah. May Allah give us all tawfiq inshallah. Also, we have to express it is, مَنْ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ النَّاسِ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ اللَّهِ. Who is not thankful to mankind, cannot be thankful to Allah. We are very, very indebted and thankful to the brothers of Weenan, the brothers of Greytown, all the towns. How much khidmat they have made. Here also, mashallah, how you people have gone out of your way. The preparation, the serving of the food, everything. We can see it isn't done by the hands, but by the heart also. May Allah reward you people and give its tremendous returns. Give muhabbat amongst all. Keep our masjid abad. Allah's rahmat on our towns. And Allah Ta'ala accepts us for the hidayat of all the mankind. All this makhluk of Allah which is around here, the creation. May Allah make us the means that they all get hidayat insha'Allah. Also our Shaykh Ahmad Barakatum says that we should discuss one sunnah before the bayan. So one great gift which our Shaykh had given us, shared with us, I would like to share that gift with you also. And that is, it comes in a hadith, that a person cannot gain closeness to Allah Ta'ala by anything as much as what Allah has made faraz upon him. And the main faraz after iman is namaz. And then after that, by nafil, a person keeps on gaining closeness to Allah. Until it comes in the hadith, he becomes the eyes by which Allah sees, the tongue by which Allah talks, the ears by which Allah hears, etc. The meaning, correct meaning of this, ignorant Sufis have given totally wrong meanings of it, which is kufr and shirk. But the correct meaning is, now Allah has become the eyes by which you see, you don't look at haram now. Allah helps you. You don't have the desire. Allah guides your eyes. Allah helps you. And without Allah's help, you cannot achieve. Your tongue, Allah controls your tongue. You don't swear. You don't get angry. You don't lie. You don't backbite. Allah controls your tongue, your hands, your legs. So by making this nafil, Allah blesses you with that. The other correct meaning of this is that Allah puts barakat in everything of yours. You won't have to call buzurgs for your house to make dua, and in your business, you yourself will be buzurg. If you do all this, everything of yours Allah will put barakat in. What you look at, there will be barakat. What you touch will be barakat. Everything will be barakat. So one great namaz in this field is tahajjud namaz. Shaitan, our arch enemy, has put it in our minds that tahajjud is out of the question for us. I can't even make fajr. What are you talking about tahajjud? It's difficult for me to get up for fajr. You talking of tahajjud namaz? This is shaitan, our enemy. Otherwise, the easiest namaz is tahajjud namaz. But if we stay with the Ahlullah, ad-deenu yusrun, deen is easy, not difficult. But what shaitan makes it when we're not in that environment, deen is very hard. And what shaitan puts, that tahajjud is for those people who are great, great buzurgs. They make tahajjud namaz. Or tahajjud is for those people who are retired. They've got nothing to do. So they can get up from tahajjud, and then because whole day they sleep again. They stay awake till Ishraq, they make ibadah, they sleep till Zohar now. Free, retired. Or tahajjud is for those old people who are suffering from insomnia. They can't sleep as it is, so what? They might as well just get up and read tahajjud. Whereas tahajjud really is for the whole ummah. Really, we hear many of our buzurgs, Allama Yusuf bin Nuri rahmatullah, that from the age of 5 he was pardoned with tahajjud. Today our children can do it, and we can see how easy tahajjud is. So what is tahajjud namaz? For tahajjud namaz is between 2 and 8 rakats. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam's general habit was to make 8 rakats of tahajjud and then 3 witr, 11 rakats. That was his normal habit that he used to make. So tahajjud is between 2 and 8. But even if you just make 2 rakats, you'll get the sawab of tahajjud. You make 8, you'll get more sawab. So and the time of tahajjud, listen to this very carefully. Allah reward our Shaykh Ahmad Barakatum, how he has explained to us. And Allama Ibn Abidin Shami Rahmatullah Ali, the greatest mufti of the Hanafi Mazhab, he has written and he used the hadith to write his masala. And what is the masala and what is the hadith? Kullu ma sulliya ba'd al-isha fahuwa min al-layl. All nafil namaz that is made after Isha namaz, that is Qiyam-e-Layl. And you get tahajjud, the sawab of tahajjud for it. So all the nafil after Isha. So what is Isha namaz? If we have to look at it properly, Isha is not really 17 rakats. Isha is 4 faras, 2 sunnat-e-mu'akkada. By all means, read 4 sunnat-e-mu'akkada before Isha also. Read nafil also. And witr is not part of Isha. Witr is a separate namaz. Normally we say 17 rakats, we count witr also inside. Witr is a separate namaz. So Isha is four faras to Sunnate Muakkada. That is in essence what Isha is. So the minute you have finished your four faras of Isha to Sunnate Muakkada, now whatever nafil you will make will be counted in Tahajjud. So you made your four faras of Isha, two sunnat of Isha. Now you make two rakats of Tahajjud namaz. Our Shaykh say, even in a sitting position, you are tired, you are lazy, you read short surahs, but your Tahajjud will be made. And the best afzal time, undoubtedly, that is at Tahajjud time in the morning. It's like today nowadays, round about what, 4:30, 4:45, what, Tahajjud time. So before that, say round about 4 o'clock, Tahajjud time, that is afzal. And our Shaykh says it so beautifully, that Tahajjud after Isha in awwal time is like eating dal roti. And the Tahajjud of 4 o'clock in the morning is like biryani. So in the hope of biryani, don't stay hungry that I'm not going to eat dal roti, I want biryani. Perhaps your eyes won't open and you'll be hungry and you won't get biryani also. Eat your dal roti, and when if the smell of biryani comes, your appetite will open up. You'll be able to eat again. Don't think I won't be able to push down some more biryani. You'll be able to push as much as you want to. But make your tahajjud now. So easy. When a person has made his four faras of Isha through Sunnate Muakkada, he's got wuzu, he's in the masjid, environment of namaz. If you think I'll go and make it at home, your wife will tell you somebody phoned, they said you must return the call. Or this, whatever else. And before you know what, your wuzu is broken. Now you're lazy again to make wuzu, you won't read your tahajjud. You're in the masjid, you can read your two rakats. The women folk at home, sitting on the musalla, they finish their four faras of Isha, two sunnate muakkada, make two rakats of Isha or tahajjud namaz. The tahajjud will get done. So easy tahajjud is. And then, the fazilat, if you make your tahajjud before your witr namaz, that is also the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You should first make his tahajjud, then you should make witr. You'll get added bonus of 100 shaheed sawab for that sunnah also. That you've made your first true witr, your true sunnah for tahajjud namaz, then you make your witr namaz, you'll get the sawab of doing that sunnah also. In one hadith, four great virtues of tahajjud have been mentioned. In one hadith, four great virtues. The first virtue, the Abu Salihin. It is the practice of the pious people. Our Shaykh interprets this in this way, that there is a register kept by Allah Ta'ala of all the Salihin, the pious people. And now, a person who makes two rakats of tahajjud sitting after Isha, he made his tahajjud, and that is the practice of the pious. His name goes in that register of the pious people. That from Adam alayhi salatu wasalam's time till the day of Qiyamah, all the Salihin, their names go in there. Just by the two rakats, our name goes in there. We don't need our name in the Guinness Book of Records. We need our name in the name or list of the Salihin. And in this first virtue, there is an added virtue also. That the minute now you are counted amongst the Salihin, then whoever is making namaz in the world, wherever, in the aeroplane, at sea, in the jungles, in villages, in cities, in Makkah Sharif, Medina, whoever is making namaz, everyone in his namaz is making dua for you. Not after namaz, in namaz he's making dua for you. How is that? Because everyone who's making namaz has to say in his namaz, As-salamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi salihin. Allah's salamati, peace, Allah's peace be upon us and all the ibadi salihin. By the two rakats you qualify to be ibadi salihin. So now you are getting the dua of every namazi in the world. And millions of people every moment are making namaz. Due to time difference, some way is Fajr now, some way is Zohar now, all different people are making namaz all the time. And what else? That person who's got a fight with you, who has taken you to court, but you making tahajjud and he's a namazi, he doesn't know in his namaz he's making dua for you. He's taken you to court, he's fighting with you, he hates you. To the core he hates you. But in his namaz he's making, if you're making tahajjud, he's making dua for you. What a great virtue. The second virtue of tahajjud namaz, urbatul lakum inda rabbikum. You become not only a VIP, but a VVIP by Allah Ta'ala. Yeah, in this world, if you land at any airport and they've made arrangement for VIP for you, so the minute you climb off the plane, somebody is waiting with a board, your name is written. You say, I'm that person, they take you to VIP lounge. They make you sit down, make you comfortable, there's juice, cold drink, coffee, fruit, everything. Free of charge, you have what you want to. Give us your passport, give us your baggage tags. They do immigration for you, they do, you get your baggage, customs, everything. After all done, they come and give you, here's your passport, here's your baggage, there's the VIP car, you can go now. Wallah, millions of people of this ummah on the day of Qiyamah will be VVIPs. When they come out of the planes, the qabr, when they come out of the qabr, for amongst the many others, there will be an announcement made, where are all the tahajjud guzar? Those people who used to make tahajjud, they will stand up, come to say, no immigration for you, no checking of your iman, no customs for you, checking your amal. You come in the VIP lounge of Allah, under the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. You sit down here, yeah, you have juice, cold drink, fruit, whatever you want to. If you want to see what's happening, Medan-e-Hashar, how people are going through customs and immigration, the iman is being checked, the amal are being checked, you can see. Or if you want to, you go straight to Jannah, your VIP car is ready. Just for 2 rakats, how can we deprive ourselves? We have wuzu after Isha, we are in the masjid, not difficult, and make even 2 short rakats, sit and make it, but our tahajjud will, and we'll qualify for all these virtues. The third great virtue of tahajjud namaz, manhiyatun anil ithm, mukaffaratun lisayyatikum. By tahajjud, all your gunas Allah make maaf. You make your tahajjud namaz, Allah makes all your gunas maaf. And manhiyatun anil ithm, and for the future, all your Allah protects you from sin. Like the electricity, the power station, from where it is, it supplies power, and as it goes on, it becomes weaker and weaker. So they put substations to boost it, make it strong again. So tahajjud is a substation. It boosts you and gives you strength to stay away from guna. Almost all of us, we hate ourselves for our anger, for doing whatever gunas we do. We don't like it, but we get involved again. Temptation comes, we get involved. Tahajjud will give us the strength to stay away. How many of us we would desire, and we tried so many times, I mustn't miss my fajr, and I mustn't miss it with jamaat. But again, we fall back again. We become weak. Tahajjud will give us the strength to do all this. So one great gift is of tahajjud namaz. And it is so easy. It's not that you have to get up 3-4, and we have seen that many of our friends, tahajjud after Isha, it's like buying prepaid. Prepaid. And today you get free starter pack. It is a free starter pack. After tahajjud, what effort you have to make. And we have seen many of our friends who started on the free starter pack, they went on contract. Very soon they started making tahajjud of 3-4 o'clock. Allah made it easy for them. You have the keenness, you start. Allah will make it easy for you and give you the strength. So we all will try, inshallah. Those of us who haven't made still after the bayan, make your 2 rakats of tahajjud, get into the habit from today. Make it every night, inshallah. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. The ayat of the Quran Sharif I've read, this is now only the starting of the bayan. That was only the introduction. So, not tired. If there's a World Cup final, soccer match, and at the end, 0-0 both sides, what the referee will say? Extra time. After extra time also 0-0. Then penalty shootout. After penalty shootout also still 0-0. Replay. So yeah, now this was only still the introduction. Once we get results, all of us make firm intention, then finish, the match is over. And if not, we have to have replay again. After we finish the bayan, we start again bayan if we don't get results. We have to get results, inshallah. So in this ayat-e kareema, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, tabarak alladhi, barakat hai wo zaat. That being Allah ta'ala is full of barakat. We want barakat, all want barakat. The way is barakat by Allah, but we run away from Allah. We run to the shop for barakat. We run to the marketplace for barakat. We don't come for fajr in the masjid. Barakat is by Allah Ta'ala. We haven't got time to read Quran Sharif. Barakat is in the kalam of Allah Ta'ala. Barakat is making the zikr of Allah. But that we run away. Barakat, all barakat is with Allah Ta'ala. Connect ourselves with Allah Ta'ala and see what barakat we will get. So we understand this, that barakat only is by Allah. There is nowhere else which is barakat. And how to get that barakat? Connect yourselves with Allah Ta'ala. This barakat, to give you an example, there was an old man who died in a village. And he made his will, which wasn't Islamic, but old people, they do all their things in their style and in their way. They got their vibes. So he had 19 camels. And he made this wasiyat that half my camels must be given to my wife. How much is half of 19? 9.5. And he said, a quarter must be given to my son. A quarter of 19? Jee. Now is a problem for all of us. 4.78. And he said, 1/5 of 19 must give to my daughter. 1/5 of 19 now? 3.8. Yeah, I mean, the same, I also don't know, because I give this example now and then. That's why, otherwise I also don't know. So anyway, but motto way muko lafro. He put a big problem in the way. He said, you mustn't cut any of the animals. Any of the camels, you must give whole. His wasiyat is all fractions. 9.5, 4.75, 3.8. All fractions, but he said, you mustn't slaughter any of the camels. Now the people had a problem, all the big accountants and the CAs and all them sitting with all their machines and calculators working out, they can't come to it, they just can't sort it out, impossible. 6 months passed, one Maulana was passing from there, they told Maulana, please help us, we got a big problem. He said, I haven't got time for all this, I have to call people to Allah, teach them deen, teach them the love of Allah. They say, it's a masala of deen, Maulana. Yeah, if it's about deen, I got time. What's the problem? This man, he passed away, he made wasiyat, 19 camels. Half to the wife, 9.5, 1/4 to the son, 4.75. 1/5 to the daughter, 3.8. But he said, you mustn't. He said, that's hardly a masala. Why are you wasting my time? They say, Maulana, 6 months we're sitting, all the big shots of the town, we can't sort this masala out, please help us. He say, it's not a problem, so easy, take my camel and put it in there now. Now how many camels? 20. Half of 20? 10. Now it's easy for us also, no fraction. Hey, children, when they study arithmetic, maths and fractions, oh, headache. Whole numbers, very easy. So 10. And quarter for the son, quarter of 20? 5. 10 plus 5? 15. 1/5 of 20? How much? 4 to the daughter. 15 plus 4? 19. He took his camel, he went away. Everyone got more than what they were supposed to get. Wife was supposed to get 9.5, she got 10. The son was supposed to get 4.75, he got 5. Daughter 3.8, she got 4. All got more, and he took his camel, and he went away. Yeah, so in the same way, barakat. And if you, this calculation of mine, if you think I'm just bluffing you, we're sleeping here tonight. Tomorrow morning you can come and tell me, Maulana, no, you bluffed us here. You wasn't right, you work it out tonight, go on your computer, go on your calculators, work it out. Barakat in Islam. Daal zir le mein barakat hai, giving. We only know the sabak of lam zir le, to take. Learn to give. One of the easiest way to sort your financial problems, debts you got, and you want to become rich, start giving in the path of Allah. With sincerity, and see how much Allah will give you. You won't have to work, you'll sit and you won't be able to count your money, you won't have enough time to count. You won't have enough time to sort it out, deposit it, so much Allah will give. Barakat in Islam. But unfortunately, we looking for barakat somewhere else. One old man, one poor person lost his gold coin. That was the only asset that he had in his life. Living in a little tent shanty, he was there, he lost his gold coin. When he went and looked for it under the street lamppost, on the street he went and looked for it. A friend went past, saw my friend, he's desperate, he's looking for, what are you looking for? I lost my gold coin, that was my only asset in my life. I had nothing else. He felt pity. He also started, after quite a while, which is common, he asked him, where you lost it? He said, I lost it in my pension. He said, now why are you looking it for it here? He said, yeah, there's a bright light. Well, you can look for it under the bright light till the cows go home. Where it is and how can you find it? Look for it where you lost it. We lost our barakat, our chain, sukoon, peace of mind, comfort of peace of mind, comfort of heart in the deen of Allah. We lost it there and we're looking for it in the shops. We're looking for it in the bazaars. We're looking for it in cinemas. We're looking for it in the filth of videos and dirt. It's not there. How can you find it there? Look for it where we lost it. Come back to the masjid. Come back to turning to Allah Ta'ala. Come back to sunnah. That is where you will find it. So anyway, Allah's great barakat. And Allahu Akbar, the barakat which is by Allah Ta'ala. One king, his son had developed some stomach problem, ailments, so it was paining terribly. And he tried lot, he couldn't, he called his royal doctor, which was Bu Ali Sina, which the West called Avicenna. And till today, more Western medicine is based on his teachings. He's the father of Western medicine. Called him, he treated him, but it happens sometimes no matter what treatment they do, you don't get cure. Then, which is also normal procedure, now he called his buzur, Shah Abul Hasan Kharkani rahmatullah ali, was his sheikh, was his buzur, make dua, make them on the boy, which we taught. Then we say, we first try doctors, nothing happens, then we go to buzurgs, to maulanas, but make some them on water, make some dua, give some ta'weez. So he called him. So he started reading Quran Sharif and blowing on the boy's stomach. So Bu Ali Sina was present and he said that this reading and blowing is not going to help at all. I know he's got a pain in his liver, kidney, whatever the ailment, and medicine has to reach there, and that medicine will correct whatever it is, that infection, whatever problem there is, that has to be sorted out. This you are reading and blowing from outside, it's not going to have any effect. So Shah Abul Hasan Kharkani rahmatullah alayhi looked at him from the corner of his eyes and told him, well, today I thought you are a very wise and intelligent person, but today I realize you're a stupid donkey, you're an idiot. Now such a learned man and the royal position of the king, and in front of the king to be humiliated and insulted like that, how could he take it? He frowns on his forehead and he started sweating and his veins swelled up and he couldn't think clearly, blurred thinking. Then Shah Abul Hasan Kharkani rahmatullah ali said, I only still told you that you're a donkey, you're an idiot, I haven't blown on you. And these are my words, that what a change in your whole system. Frowns on your head, sweating, your mind you can't think clearly, your veins are swelling up. Just by me still saying this few words, if I have to blow on you, what will happen? And if I read Allah's kalam, not my kalam, Allah's kalam, and I blow on you, we don't realize the barakah. When we tell somebody to read, many of us just formality. Maulana, read for us, my wife is ill, my sister, daughter is ill, blow on water for me. It has got great, great power, the kalam of Allah. Suyyarat bihi al-jibal, wa kullima bihi al-mauta. The power of Allah's kalam, Allahu Akbar. And when it is read by some ahli dil, some person who's got connection with Allah, Wallah nurun ala nur, kalamullah, and then the buzurg who has got connection, what won't he do? But we don't realize the value. There is great, great barakat. So, tabarakalladhi biyadihil mulk. And what is the barakat of Allah? Whose barakat is this? Who is Allah whose barakat is so much that the whole world, like you say, you got the world in your hand. Biyadihil mulk, the entire sovereignty, the entire creation is just like in the hand of Allah. Allah hasn't got a hand, na'uzubillah, but like you got something in your hand, you got control of everything is with Allah. So how can barakat be with Allah? When everything is by Allah, barakat is by Allah, it's nowhere else. Where are we going to look for barakat? Somewhere else. Barakat is in the deen of Allah. Observe the commandments of Allah. Live according to how Allah wants us to live. And wallah, see barakat. See barakat in your health. See barakat in your wealth. See barakat in your love, in your home, with your family. That observe the commands of Allah Ta'ala. من أصلح ما بينه وبين ربه. A person who corrects his matters between him and Allah Ta'ala. أصلح الله ما بينه وبين خلقه. Allah corrects all your matters between you and the creation. One time in Nizamuddin, people were eating, somebody who was feeding, making khidmat, a glass of water that he was serving, it fell from his hand. Maulana Ilyas Rahmatullah Ali looked up at him and told him, looks like your namaz is still not correct. If your namaz is correct, your deen becomes correct. Your deen is correct, your dunya gets corrected. Your akhirat gets connected. When we are having problems in our life all the time, check up, what's the problem? All the cars are moving on the freeway. My car is stuck. Not that cars are bad, my car got a problem. There's some dirt in the fuel, in the carburetor, in the fuel line. Something is wrong. My sparks is not spare, whatever, my timing is not right. There is a problem. If I'm not going smoothly in my life, there is a problem in my deen. Look, check up, where is the problem? That whatever, am I getting up for fajr? How am I treating my wife? How am I treating my workers? If deen is properly in a person's life, it's impossible that he has got problems. It's impossible that he'll be parishan in his heart. Maybe Allah gives him some problem, but he'll be happy. Allah is raising his position. Not that Allah is punishing him. So if our deen is correct, if we make our namaz correct, then our deen will be corrected. When our deen will be corrected, our dunya Allah corrects. And when deen is corrected, Allah corrects your akhirat also. So the whole thing is on deen. So Allah, who is the controller, بِيَدِهِ الْمُلْكِ, the entire universe is in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. So how great is not Allah? So barakat is only by Allah. You want barakat, go to Allah Ta'ala. Whatever in your wealth, in your health, in your love, in your home, in your town, you want people to come together. The simple way is to connect with Allah Ta'ala. And Allah will correct it. بِيَدِهِ الْمُلْكِ. And then Allah explains it, spells it out further. بِيَدِهِ الْمُلْكِ وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. This is a common sentence, إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. Many places, but we don't ever ponder and meditate what Allah is telling us. That Allah قَدِير is مُبَالَغَ سِخَى. Allah has got full, complete power over each and everything. And what is Allah's qudrat and power? Just a few examples. After Maghrib, we were sitting with the students and we told them that they wish to go to the beach to see the sea. So we told them, our Sheikh Damat Barakatum said, when he went to the Kruger National Park, I'm not going to go and see lions, animals, I'm going to see the creator of animals. That how Allah has made these animals. Allah says, أَفَلَا يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَى الْإِبِلِ كَيْفَ خُلِقَتْ وَإِلَى السَّمَاءِ كَيْفَ رُفِعَتْ وَإِلَى الْجِبَالِ كَيْفَ نُصِبَتْ وَإِلَى الْأَرْضِ كَيْفَ سُطِحَتْ إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. What Allah's qudrat everywhere. The sea is a great qudrat of Allah. So see that وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. What is the great qudrat of Allah Ta'ala? For example, I explained to them, I told them, see, when you go and see the sea, see, when you see the sea, then see that the world is round. We all know the world is round. And the world is turning all the time. It's turning in its orbit and it's turning on its axis also for day and night, for summer and winter. The whole system of Allah is working. So, every part of the world sometimes is on top, sometimes the world is turning. But generally how we take it, that we in Africa, South Africa, Cape Town, we are right at the bottom of the world. But it's turning all the time. Sometimes we are on top, other places. But if we take it, that Cape Town, South Africa, we are at the bottom of the world. Yeah. So a round ball. And at the bottom, there is water, sea, everywhere. The Atlantic Ocean, Indian Ocean, Majma'ul Bahrain, in Cape Town where the two seas meet, is all water. This cup of glass here, if there is no water, is falling down, because there is glass here. But if I have to turn the glass completely around, all the water will fall out. Now the sea which is at the bottom in Cape Town, is there any glass holding it up? Is there any plastic holding it up? Imagine that if I have to turn this glass upside down, no covering on it, and not a drop falls out. How will that be? But Allah's Qudrat, wahu ala kulli shayin qadir. All that water of the sea at the bottom, and there one drop fall down. What is the Qudrat of Allah? How much barakat can there be in that being who's got so much of power? And not only the water, the people who are walking on the bottom of the earth, so all of them, how are they walking? On the top of the earth, the legs are at the bottom, the head is on top. The cars, the buses, the trains, the wheels are at the bottom, the body of the vehicles are on top. But we are at the bottom, the wheels are on top, our legs are on top. Everyone walking upside down. Anyone told you, hey, today you must watch TV, heavy. You'll see people are walking upside down there in Cape Town. Never ever this happened. Who is wahu ala kulli shayin qadir? What is the qudrat of it? It is upside down, but Allah shows that there is nothing impossible for Allah. Allah shows it to us the right side up. No, it is upside down. One friend of mine, Allah reward him, he told me also, see that the rain that falls on top of the earth, the water is falling down, raining. But at the bottom of the rain, the water is going up. Ever this happens in the world. But this is Allah's qudrat. At the bottom of the earth where the rain is falling, the clouds are at the bottom and the water is falling on top. That is Allah Ta'ala. How isn't Allah Ta'ala's qudrat? All these things that Allah Ta'ala's, so wahuwa ala kulli shayin qadir. Look at the qudrat and the power of Allah Ta'ala. Water is such a thing. If I have to turn the glass, it won't go upwards, the water. It will come downwards. So the water which comes from the top of the earth, the waves, they come from the top to the bottom. But the minute they hit the shore, the waves go back again. That's not the work of water. Water will keep on flowing all the time. At the bottom, water doesn't go upwards. But there also the water is coming, the waves are coming. And they also hit the shore and they go back again. That is Allah's Qudrat also, wahu ala kulli shayin qadir. If that system of Allah wouldn't be there, there would be no coastal towns in the world. The water will just go and finish, destroy all the place. All the land will be covered by water, but how Allah protects it. Yeah, in Mayotte, there is an island from the main island about 20 kilometers away. It's just ground, nobody stays there. No matter how high tide comes, tsunami, the cyclones, it never covers that island. It never comes on top. And it's just above the water. That no matter how high the water goes, Allah's Qudrat, whatever reason Allah, that He doesn't allow that water to come there on top. What is the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala? This earth of, if I take a feather in my finger and I leave it, will it stay in the air? It falls down as light as a feather is. A table tennis ball, how light isn't it? You leave it, it won't stay in the air. But this whole world, how many trillions and trillions and trillions of tons its weight is. All the oceans, water is so heavy. About 70% of the earth is covered with water. The continents are so heavy. The mountains, there is steel, there is iron, there is rock. There are trucks, there are containers, there are buildings. What is the weight of the earth that is just suspended in air? Just suspended in space. No, nothing is holding it up. Which our Sheikh Ahmed Barakatum explained, and his Khadim Mirza put it in beautiful poetic poem. Sare ardo sama, all the earth and the sky. Sare ardo sama. Ardo sama kaise muallak hai. Ji? That how it is just suspended. Na koi sutun hai, na tham. There are no columns holding up the earth. There are no chains that are holding it up, so heavy, and it's spinning all the time. And what precision and perfection that your sun dries and sunset will never change. Your summer, winter will never alternate. It will come on its time all the time. What is the system of Allah Ta'ala? Ard wa sama kaise muallak hai, koi sutoon hai na koi tham. And not only the earth and the sky, sare alam be kalam, all the planets without anything supporting them. Wahre mere Rabbul Alam, wahre mere Rabbul Alam. Oh my Allah, what is your qudrat? How have you kept this earth just suspended? The sun, the moon, Pluto, Venus, Mercury, all these planets just suspended like that in air and moving in a specific their orbit and on the axis moving specifically perfectly as Allah has made it. What is the Qudrat? How won't be Barakat with Allah Ta'ala? How we become blind and we are looking Barakat for Barakat in other things? Eh? Barakat is with Allah Ta'ala. One person told one Maulana who had a scientific mind, that Maulana, you say that all this earth is just suspended like that in air, and this is all your ignorance, you don't know science, you don't know astronomy, this is all magnetic force, by magnetic force, and this is all by atmospheric pressure, the pressure, atmospheric pressure, it is keeping it up, etc. So Maulana had a walking stick, he took the stick and gave him one shot on his head. He said, that's your problems, you don't know modern science and you don't know astronomy, you don't know all these things and now you hit me. Maulana said, I didn't hit you. He said, on top of it you're lying, Maulana. So big beard you got, so big long kurta and you still lying. He said, no, I didn't hit you, then what happened? He said, the magnet of your head pulled the magnet of the stick and it came on your head. And you must make sure you got a very small magnet in your head. If you had a big magnet, it should pull this magnet with so much force, your head should split. And it should, your head should break. Okay? Then he realized that even if it's magnetic force, which Allah kept a sabab, Allah made that magnet. Who made the magnet? Scientists made it. What did they make? They made nothing whatsoever. Did they make atmospheric pressure? Allah made it. Whose control is all this? It is by Allah Ta'ala. And also, just like Khaja Azizul Hasan Sahib Majzoob Rahmatullah Alayh told Maulana Thani Rahmatullah Alayh that it's a famous saying, Zikr se Zakir Maskur tak pahunchta. By making Zikr, the one who makes Zikr reaches the one he is remembering. Allah Ta'ala. Over time you get on making Zikr, the one who makes Zikr. By Zikr you reach the one whose Zikr you are making, Allah Ta'ala. So you see, when that is the case, why do you need a Shaykh? Shaykh, you make zikr, she's enough, you don't need a shaykh. Allahu Akbar, Maha Thanvi, Ustaha Thanvi, Rahmatullah Alayhi. He said that, Khaja Sahib, if you have a bread, a loaf of bread on the table, and there is a knife, what will cut the bread? The knife. But will the knife pick itself up and cut? It will have to be in somebody's hand. So that zikr will have to be in somebody's hand who will administer it. Who will tell you how much zikr, how to make your zikr, how much zikr. It has to be in somebody's hand. On its own, it's not going to cut the bread, the knife. It has to be in somebody's hand. So in the same way, this whole system of Allah, Allah has made the asbab, but it is all in the hands of Allah. وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. When Allah comes after this introduction to the main subject, after you have seen Allah's qudrat is so much, and by Allah is barakat, in deen is barakat, in your effort of akhirat is barakat, then remember the main essence of everything is Allah خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةِ. That Allah is the being who has created mort also, death, and Allah has created life also. Just like we explained to this afternoon, that time is the creation of Allah. Like that, death is the creation of Allah. Death is not just a natural phenomena. That it just happened, a bullet. How many people are riddled with bullets, but they're still living? And how many people, one bullet and they are dead? How many people, what accidents, the car becomes a sardine tin and the person came out without a scratch. And other times, it hardly anything, not a scratch on the car, the person is dead. Mort is not in accidents, mort is not in old age, mort is not in illnesses. How many people, 20, 30 heart attacks, they haven't died. Heart attack doesn't kill you, mort attack kills you. If you get one mort attack, you're gone. If you get 20 heart attacks, no problem, you still carry on. So it is in the hands of Allah. Allah is the one who has created. How many people want to commit suicide? What and what they haven't done, but they don't die. Look in the Guinness Book of Records, unlimited record of how people wanted to commit suicide, they didn't die. And other times, who you want to love, you don't want to die, that person dies. So Allah is the one. Hayat, life is in the hands of Allah. Who puts life into that little child in the womb of the mother? Nobody else but Allah Ta'ala. So what is the great qudrat of Allah Ta'ala, who has created death and has created life also? And then there is much detail in here also. But why has Allah mentioned death first and life afterwards? Well, actually in sequence we know there is first life and then death comes. You live first, then you die. It's not you die first and then you live. Whereas if we understand, that is really what happens. This dunya is a dream. Real life is life of akhirat. So therefore Allah referred to, and the main reason why Allah referred to death first is that we have come in this world not to live but to die. We have come in this world not to prepare for dunya but to prepare for life after death. So Allah Ta'ala put the red sign of death right in front. And it's flicking all the time. That remember your death, your whole life from the time. Jo bashar aata hai dunya mein, whoever is born and come in this dunya, ye kehti hai qada. Maut says, as soon as you are born, main peeche chali aati ho, zara dhyan rahe. I'm coming behind, I'm following you all the time. Be aware, they don't ever be unmindful of me. I will pounce on you whenever I want to. Maut and rosy are two things that follow a person. We follow them, but they are following us wherever you go. These couplets were written in the Khanqah of Maulana Thanvi, rahmatullah alayh. Jo bashar aata hai dunya mein, ye kehti hai qada, main peeche chali aati ho, zara dhyan rahe. Bashar ko nahi zeba ghaflat. For a human it is not advised, it's not proper, it's impossible that he's unmindful of maut. Bashar ko nahi zeba ghaflat, maut ka dhyan bhi lazim hai ke har aan rahe. You should be always thinking of maut also. Never forget your maut. Every moment maut is with you all the time. It is with every one of us all the time. And on the appointed time it will pounce on a person and it won't leave you. So maut is first. So this maut is a red flickering light in front of our lives, but we don't see it. There was Maulana Musa Nu'mani Sahib in Pit Ratif, very pious and very good learned alim of Pit Ratif. So he explained, very jolly also and jokey. So he said, I see that in the town where Ba is written, the Ba, where people go and drink, the bar, it's written in red, bright colors. And bar in Urdu, Gujarati, stay out, bar. He say it's written clearly, stay out. But I say everyone just goes there. And they enter there, it's written so clearly in red, big lights, that stay out here, bar, bar here, don't come here. But everyone just goes there. So like that, Allah has put the big lights of maut, but we don't take notice. We have come in this world not to make money. We have come in this world not to build mansions. We have not come in this world to make our name and our fame. We have come in this world to prepare for akhirat. Allah put this bright light there in front of us. But we don't see it. We don't notice it at all. Maut is behind us. We don't notice maut at all. So Allah is Alladhi khalaq al-maut wal-hayat. And then life also Allah has created to prepare for maut. And when you prepare for maut, your life of akhirat is made. That is the real life. This dunya's life is temporary. It's a few days. It's just like in a transit lounge we are. We are going to leave. And for everyone, this transit lounge we're going to leave. And it has hit how many people? Na Sikandar raha, na Dara raha, na koi raha, agar raha, to na raha ki sada rahi. And nobody remained, not Sikandar, not Dara. If anything remained, what remained? That nobody will remain. That is what remained, but we don't take a lesson. I think I'm living it up, I'm making money, etc. How many wealthy people know name and sign of those people? Whose name and sign is in the world? Abu Jahl, Abu Lahab, only the Islamic history kept their names alive. Otherwise nobody would knew them, but those who followed deen see how their names are alive. When we take Shaykhul Hadith, Ma'a Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi Sallam of our book, Ma'ana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah, these names are alive. Otherwise the other people, rich people came, big politicians came, And big people of dunya who made great inventions, there is no one who knows them. But mean, you will be alive if you prepare for akhirat. Alladhi khalaqa al-maut wal-hayat. And why did Allah make this whole exercise? For what reason? Liyabluwakum ayyukum ahsanu amala. To test you that who of you will do the best of a'mal. So yeah, Allah wanted to see, understand this ayat from a few points. Allah wants to test us to see who does the best of a'mal, not the best of amwal. Allah didn't say akthara amwala, that who made lot of money. Or Allah didn't say ahsanu amwala, who made very good quality, top quality jewelry shop. They had a gold mine, they had a diamond mine. They made rich. Allah wanted to test you that who will have a gold mine, who will have a diamond mine. No, not who ahsanu amwala or akthara amwala. Ahsanu a'mala. A'mal. Who is doing a'mal? And that also not plenty of a'mal, but quality a'mal. Allah doesn't want to see quantity, He wants to see quality. For that reason Allah Ta'ala has put us in this world. And it is for that reason this whole, and whoever will do that will get barakat from Allah. And the real barakat is Allah gives you your eternal life of akhirat, enjoyment in Jannat. La aynun ra'at, which no eye has seen such enjoyment. وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِعَتْ, which no ear has ever heard. وَلَا خَطْرَ عَلَى قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ, no heart, no person could ever dream. If we have to tell everyone who is here now, let your imagination just run loose and think, don't worry how much, what science and what is on the market, what you can have. Even beyond that, just let you think that what kind of a bathroom I would like to have, what kind of a bedroom, what kind of a garden I would like to have. Let your imagination run loose, where it will get finished, where all the people's imagination of what you would like to have, where it comes to an end, Jannat starts from there. So what will be Jannat? So that is barakah. Not all money and that, not health and that, alhamdulillah, that is by the way, but the real, that you get that Jannat from Allah Ta'ala. So that Allah wants, what He wants, that who will make the best of a'mal. Very briefly, there are three tafsirs of this ayat, that what are the liyabluwakum ayyukum ahsanu amala, ay liyabluwakum ayyukum atammu aqlan wa fahma. Allah wants to see who got the best brains. And a person with brains doesn't prepare for something temporary. He prepares for something permanent. This dunya's life is one bubble on the water. And a bubble, nice big bubble, and lights are shining. Those bubble looks beautiful, purple color, yellow color, how beautiful. But how long is a bubble? It bursts. And there are two ways the bubble burst. Suddenly everything was rosy, I was earning well, I send my daughter to university, send my son to university. Next worst thing I learned, my son had become a drug addict. Next worst thing I learned, my son, my daughter has eloped with somebody who is not even a Muslim. That bubble has burst now. Worst thing I heard, I am now facing, my wife has been diagnosed with cancer. Finish, your bubble is burst. That is why you living, your bubble has burst. That rosy lifestyle and everything. You never make contact with Allah. You never hear that you make du'as with Allah. That you never do. Dunya, earning dunya, making up dunya. And here in this bubble of yours burst. Or at the time of mort, suddenly, one close friend of ours who helped us, not in the collection of the Darulum at the beginning, at the young age of 40, he had his finger in the pie, where and where. This construction, that import, export, this business, lot of things he was doing. He slept in a hotel room one afternoon, never to wake up again. At the young age of 40. So, qaza aake bahosh ko behosh kar gaye. Mort came and that person was in his full senses. Suddenly he's lying dead now. Not unconscious in a hospital, perhaps he'll come out of his coma, finish, end of the story. No life, doctor has written death certificate, you can't come back. Hangama hayat ko khamosh kar gaye. All the highways of dunya, going here, meeting here, that meeting there, making that booking, that appointment. Suddenly everything is dead still. Your lips can't move. Your eye wink, they can't wink anymore. No signature you can make. No, you can say, yeah, carry on what they did. Or don't finish. Everything has come to an end. Mort has to come to everyone. So for that who has got good brains is the one who prepares for his eternal life of afterward. لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ asra'u ila ta'atillah. That Allah wants to test us, who are those who will move fast to the obedience of Allah, not lazy in fulfilling Allah's commandments. لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَوْرَعُوا أَمَّ حَارِمِ اللَّهِ. Who of you who are more stronger in staying away from all haram? Allah says, I put temptation in you, but I made haram. Now your desire is there, but control yourself. I want to see. That is the test Allah is putting on. I gave my commands to fulfill. I want to see who's going to fulfill them. I gave my commands not to do haram, and I put the desire of haram in you. I want to see who is it that will stay away. And I want to see who got good brains, who prepare for akhirat, not for this temporary dunya of this world. So, لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْغَفُورُ. And Allah Ta'ala is Al-Aziz, the most powerful. And Al-Ghafoor, the most forgiving. Our Ustad, Maulana Anzar Shah Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, was visiting us. He told us, in the Darulum in Azadwell, that if a person commits gunas, according to the terminology of the Quran, is called a zani, that he has committed guna. So he said, no problem if you have become guilty and you're a zani, you're a gunegar, a sinner, just make tawbah. Sincere tawbah, as soon as you make tawbah, if you are zalim, you will find Allah is ghafir, Allah is the forgiver. And when a person commits lot of guna, according to Arabic language grammar, then you are zallam, a person who makes lot of guna, like biggest. Now you are zallam, also no problem. Just make sincere tawbah, you will find Allah is ghaffar also. You are zalim, Allah is ghafir. You are zallam, Allah is ghaffar. And a person in Arabic, there is a not only singular plural, but muntahal jum'ah, the great plural. A person who makes endless gunas all the time, that person is zanoon. So also no problem. Just make tawbah. As soon as you make tawbah, you will find Allah is ghafoor. That is also mubalagha sigha, that Allah is oft forgiving. Allah forgives continuously. You just ask for forgiveness. So merciful is Allah. So after this whole talk of ours, if you will realize, yes, I was a sinner, just turn to Allah for forgiveness. Don't wait for tahajjud time. Don't wait till I'm going for umrah or anything. Now while we're sitting in your heart, nobody will know that Allah, ya Allah, make me maaf. You are ghafoor. I am zaloom. But you are the forgiver. And Allah will, and as soon as you did that, you are wali of Allah. Even if you're a person who has got qaza namaz, you're a person whose beard, you're not keeping a beard, it's not going to grow immediately, you make tawbah. But if you have to die now, you won't be asked that you didn't have a beard. You make tawbah from it. Your qaza namazes, that you'll have to pay, you have to keep. But the guna of that will be maaf. The namaz you still have to make. But the guna of not making your namazes, you'll have to pay for that. So just soon as you make tawbah. And Allahu Akbar, how beautifully our Shaykh explains this. So on this I'll bring the talk to an end. That in the jungle, if the lion was sleeping and a rabbit was running, and while it was running, it put its leg on the lion when it was disturbed the lion's sleep. And the lion gets up and says, okay, Mr. Rabbit, today I make you maaf. How much mustn't he appreciate it? If the lion was running and by mistake he put his leg on the rabbit, and the rabbit says, Mr. Lion, don't worry, today I make you maaf. What can the rabbit do to the lion? The rabbit is not even one samosa for the breakfast of the lion. Right? So Allah, who is Al-Aziz, Al-Ghalibu ala kulli shay, wala yaghlibuhu shay'un. So great, so powerful, Al-Aziz, so great. And we are insignificant. We made gunas, and Allah said, don't worry, my banda, you ask me for maaf. Maaf. So merciful is Allah Ta'ala. How can't we ask Allah for maaf? When Allah is the creator of the heavens and the earth, Allah has the power of this whole world, He has suspended it in space, not in air. Air can still keep it, it's in space, this earth. Allah Ta'ala, who is that being who controls the waves of the sea, Allah, who is that being who controls everything. So great is Allah Ta'ala. Why? And what are we? We are hardly, the whole world is not even equal to the wing of a mosquito. And mosquito hasn't got two wings, six wings. Not equal to one wing of the mosquito. And then if you take out the seven oceans, what's left of that mosquito wing? Take out the seven continents, what's left now? One continent, Africa. Take out the 50 countries, leave one South Africa. Take out all the eight provinces, one province, KwaZulu-Natal. Take out all the towns of KwaZulu-Natal, one grey town. Take out all the streets of suburbs of grey town, this one suburb which we are in. Take out all the others and just this one street, this one number in the street. What is left of the dream of a mosquito? What value has it got by Allah Ta'ala? So turn to Allah who will give you eternal Jannah, who will make you a real king in this world also and in the Akhirah. And Allah is prepared. Now you made so much mistakes. You were so ignorant. You turned away from Allah. You went and looked for barakat in the wrong places. Allah say, all that, no problem. I will forgive you. وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْغَفُورُ. And Allah is not only Ghafoor, He is Ghafoorul Rahim. After He forgives, if you committed terrible crime and the state prison finally gave you, okay, clemency, okay, we make you, forgive you. He won't give you a block of flats. He won't give you a filling station. But we forgave you and now we're giving you one filling station also. We're giving you one super, never. But Allah forgives you, Allah is Rahim. He showers His mercy upon you. And why does Allah forgive so much? وَهُوَ الْغَفُورُ عَزِيزُ الْغَفُورُ. وَهُوَ الْغَفُورُ عَزِيزُ الْوَدُودُ. وَهُوَ الْغَفُورُ الْوَدُودُ. Why Allah forgives so much? Because He loves His creation. Who you love, you just forgive over and over. So Allah loves His creation more than all the mothers and fathers of the world together. If you put their love, animals, human beings, all, how much they will love one of their offspring. Allah loves all of us more than that also. So Allah is ready to forgive. Turn to Allah for forgiveness. May Allah give us tawfiq sincerely. And when we make a mistake again, make tawbah again. Keep on the track. Keep on the track. You get a puncture, don't sit there with your puncture. Fix up your puncture, move again. You get some other problem, your petrol got finished, make arrangement, get more petrol, but move again. So we are going to stuck on the way. Our petrol going to get finished, no more courage, no more himmat. We're going to puncture now, we're not getting up for Fajr again. These things will happen, but fix it up and keep on moving, we'll reach our destination. Well, all of us do that, inshallah. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. And we got results now. No results, then replay again. Allah give us all tawfiq. And except tomorrow after Fajr also we'll have a short program, inshallah. And then tomorrow is a Jalsa in Maritzburg. Tomorrow night we'll be in Richmond. Richmond brothers are here by their presence. They're giving us all dawat. All of you must come to Richmond. So all are invited, come there also, inshallah. Did you get? Yeah, in on the 24, 25, 26 of May. There will be an Islahi Jalsa in Stanger. We heard about a month ago in Azadwal. Alhamdulillah, whoever came said they benefited tremendously. Inshallah, you will benefit. And you will benefit tremendously. We will get direction in our life. We will get reassurance of our deen. And inshallah, if Allah wishes, we will get contact with Allah Ta'ala. So try to come for the Jalsa. It's right, our neighbors here. And Yusuf is giving da'wah to all. We are giving da'wah to all. Come to the Jalsa 24, 25, 26. Check our diaries. And if there's anything else, make it front and back. But try and keep that weak and free. May Allah give us all that. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala ashrafil anbiya wal mursaleen. Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Oh Allah, all that has been said and heard, accept it. Make it a means of our hidayat. Oh Allah, make it the means that we come closer to you, oh Allah. Oh Allah, you are the great, great, great powerful being that even without saying, without hearing, you can put it in our hearts. We beg of you, put all the truth in our hearts and you guide our bodies, our heart and mind to give our lives for your sake and to love our lives as you want to, oh Allah. We will lose absolutely nothing. Shaitan makes us think we will lose the enjoyment of dunya if we conform to your command, that you give such enjoyment in the heart and ecstasy that cannot be found anywhere else. Give us this, oh Allah. It is in your hands. We are begging for it. You don't deprive the beggar, oh Allah. You taught us that وَأَمَّا السَّائِلْ فَلَا تَنْهَرْ. Don't turn away the beggar. O Allah, we are beggars by you, O Allah. You said don't turn away the beggar. O Allah, if you turn us back, who can we go and beg, O Allah? You are our only, all barakat is with you, qudrat is with you. Everything is in your hands. We are begging of you, O Allah. Change our lives, O Allah. Change the lives of our families, O Allah. Change our hearts, O Allah. Change our direction, O Allah. Let us come towards you, O Allah. Accept us, O Allah. O Allah, whoever may be in difficulty, wherever in the world, whether it's financial problems they've got, whether it's health problems they've got, whether it is in fights and arguments, O Allah, whether it is anyone's work not getting done, O Allah, you remove all our problems. You are Rabbul Alameen. You are Arhamul Rahimeen. You are Akramul Akrameen. O Allah, all jinn and men, bless us with that Iman and Islam which you love, O Allah. Let us live by that. Let us die by that. Before Maud, grant us Tawbat and Nasuha. Raise us on the day of Qiyamah with that Iman and Islam. Enter us into Jannatul Firdaus, Hadiratul Quds with that Iman and Islam. Save us from all Adab, O Allah, punishment, whether it is of Dunya, at the time of Maud, in the Qadr, on the day of Qiyamah, of Jahannam, O Allah, of your displeasure, of your wrath and anger, O Allah. Save us from all punishment, O Allah. Accept us all for your sake, for your deen, O Allah. Send salutations, salawat and salam on our honorable and noble Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What effort didn't our Nabi make to bring this deen to us, O Allah? Let us make qadr and appreciate it, O Allah. What efforts didn't the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, tabi'in, 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 all the great ulama, mashayikh, O Allah, till today, the Ahlullah, the all the people of deen, what efforts are they making for our sake, O Allah? They don't get one penny for it. They don't get one thank you for it. They are going out of their way. Let us realize. And for our own benefit, O Allah, for our own life, our own qadr, our own family, let us see the light, O Allah. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا يَا مَوْلَانَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَلَى خَيْرِ خَلْقِهِ سَيِّدْنَا مُحَمَّدْ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ سُبْحَانَ رَبِّكَ رَبِّ الْعِزَّةِ عَمَّا يَصِفُونَ وَسَلَامٌ عَلَى الْمُرْسَلِينَ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ